bridge bombing. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. An explosion on a bridge between occupied Crimea and Russia early Saturday, hurting Russian supply lines. Part of the 12-mile-long Kerch Bridge collapsed. Fox's Jill Nato reports.
Social media posts showing a fire so hot and so big it caused a section of the bridge between the Russian mainland and Crimea to collapse. Russia's National Anti-Terrorism Committee said a truck bomb ignited seven railway cars carrying fuel. Reuters reports an advisor to Ukrainian President Zelensky calls the Crimea Bridge explosion the beginning, and everything illegal must be destroyed. Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula in a widely condemned move in 2014. The region holds symbolic value for Russia and is crucial for sustaining its military operations.
No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. An explosion at a gas station in Northwest Ireland, killing at least 10 people and causing eight others to be hospitalized.
Our information at this point in time is pointing towards a tragic accident. That said, being a Garda, I have to take a holistic and overall viewpoint. But that's where we're going at the moment.
Garda Superintendent David Kelly. The explosion leveled the gas station building, which houses the main shop and post office for the village. In the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, cleanup is underway in Florida. The state's governor, Ron DeSantis, in Fort Myers Beach Saturday, encourages those who left before the storm came ashore to return.
We've had a lot of search and rescue that's been going on, and rightfully so, but we're at a point now where everybody who lives here needs to be brought back.
The Seattle Mariners coming back from a 7-run deficit to beat the Toronto Blue Jays 10-9 for a sweep of their American League wild card series. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Jury selection in disgraced former movie producer Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault trial in Los Angeles starting Monday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
He's been indicted on 4 counts of rape and 7 counts of sexual assault with 5 women. Weinstein is already serving a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault in New York.
Florida is in need of volunteers to help in the Hurricane Ian recovery efforts. Fox's Therese Crowley on ways you can help.
Faith leader Franklin Graham says he's seeing a lot of despair as the reality sets in. So the call for volunteers to join Samaritan's Purse in Florida covers a lot of ground.
You have to take everything out that was wet, put it out on the street, throw it away because it's got salt water in it. It's not going to be any good. Then you have to tear the sheetrock off and expose the studs so the house can dry out.
Franklin Graham tells Fox and Friends Weekend so far 2,500 volunteers are working on 2,000 homes who put in the call asking for help in the last week. Some volunteers helping raise the homes again, others to raise the spirits, praying with the families while the work is underway to bring them hope.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says there could soon be changes in the league's concussion protocol.
The commissioner spoke at a fan forum in London, England, one day before the New York Giants were to meet the Green Bay Packers. Goodell told the fans the NFL is prepared to make a change or two in the protocol, but league officials did not elaborate on what those changes would be. The league has come under criticism after Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa's recent concussion. Tagovailoa was first heard against the Buffalo Bills, but came back in that game After a concussion evaluation, the Dolphins QB then suffered a concussion days later against Cincinnati. Goodell told the Fan Forum there's more chatter now about concussions.
That's Fox's Bob Mortelli. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.